5th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureates, Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Ganrocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Ganrocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Good afternoon. Tis I, DJ Tangent, back live and in person in Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. Broadcasting here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is Numbers with Wings, as you should know, which means we need to start off with the theme song, and then I got another song, Natch. And today we've got we're going to do some Jangle Pop and some Brand Spankers, some Not So Brand Spankers, and a preview of a show this coming weekend. But first, take it away, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you. All righty. Ha. So we have their theme song, of course. And as you may or may not be able to tell from my dulcet tones today, I've been somewhat under the weather for a while. And so when I'm under the weather, I tend to watch random stuff on the YouTube or what have you. And Tubi. That's it. And there's a documentary called I Was a Teenage Sex Pistol. And it was about Glenn Matlock, which, of course, reminded me of something I'd seen on the YouTube a while ago from his band that he was in after the Sex Pistols, which was Rich Kids, which also featured Midge Ure. I've got to say that with a Scottish accent. Who some of you may know from Ultravox, or as the guy who was sort of the primary songwriter of... that Band-Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas Song? Anyway, so this was a song by Rich Kids called Ghosts of Princes and Towers, and it's from a British television show called Revolver from the 20th of May, 1978. Like many bands, I guess. Some bands. The live recording just sounds better to me. Has more energy, if you will. So I captured the live version and shared it with you. Now, where are we going? So I was in communication over the email with an old friend who's over in the old country these days. And I got thinking, yeah, I should play some, we need some jangle. We need some more jangle, some Rickenbackers. So I'm going to jangle you very seriously with a song from Let's Active called Waters Part. And then I'm going to follow that up with one from the Windbreakers called Make a Fool Out of Me. And there's some connections between the two, and I will get to that after the two songs. But first, let us jangle away.
Sure, anyway, no use getting unwound.
Alrighty, I am back. So yeah, there we had Water's Part by Let's Active, and Make a Fool Out of Me by The Windbreakers from their 1984 album, The Disciples of Agriculture. So I have a French pressing of the album, and it's kind of funny. So how the connections work. So Mitch Easter is the singer and guitar player of Let's Active, and that album was called Cyprus, by the way. And he also played drums, keyboard, and baking vocals on the Windbreakers album. And there's another song on this album that Richard Barone plays guitar on, and he is the guitar player of the Bongos, who perform the theme song every week. So yeah, good old jangle pop. Love it, love it. Speaking of Rickenbackers, there is an artist from the capital, Toronto, by the name of Weird Nightmare, who I volunteered at the Broom Factory, and I saw a poster. I said, oh, cool, that looks interesting. And then it came up on the Instagram and had a little a teaser of his music. I said, oh, that's good. And so I started following him, and then on, whatchamacallit, Earshot, his album showed up the 16th. And so I have chosen the song of that from that to play as a brand spanker. Oh, by the way, he's playing at the Broom Factory May 12th. Now, the little biography is a little confusing. It says, best known as the vocalist, guitarist, and principal songwriter of Toronto noise rock legends Metz, all caps, Etkins, has allowed his pop sensibilities to flourish under the Weird Nightmare moniker, releasing a full-length album in 2022. Okay, this isn't that. And a series of ultra-catchy singles on Sub Pop Records. Imagine the Breeders covering Big Star or the gloriously hissy miniature epics of classic era, guided by voices combined with the bombast of Copper Blue Era Sugar. Wow. All stuff I like. Just tons of redline distortion, cut with the type of tunecraft that thrills the moment it hits your ears. Oh, yeah. I didn't notice this. Well, I kind of noticed it. When I was playing, last week I played a song by Juliana Riolino. And when it was on the Bandcamp in the car, it came up, Juliana Riolino feat, as in featuring Weird, and it didn't have the whole word. And I don't know how to make it show up. But then on the vinyl, it didn't say. But then when I was doing my log, I checked on my Bandcamp purchases, to get make sure I had that song title right. And that song actually featured, the featured artist was Weird Nightmare. So that's kind of a cool connection. And then also on Earshot, I don't know why I do this to myself. I keep finding artists. Not sure how to pronounce their name. But it's, I'm going to guess that it's Q Vero, only K-U-E, Vero. She/they. The Calgary-based musical polymath and powerhouse band leader balances playfulness and depth, blending psych, folk, and indie rock that screams, in Q's words, we don't have to pretend to be uninteresting, exclamation point. Inspired by surrealists across art forms, including Kurt Vonnegut, David Lynch, and Remedios Varo, Q Varo's namesake, Q's technicolor songs know no bounds. Now, the biography goes on for like a whole page, and I'm not, there's no way I take half the show to read that, so I'm not. I didn't even print it out, so don't worry about it. But the song that was on Earshot is called Full Body Memory. And I thought it was kind of catchy, so I chose that. And for Weird Nightmare, the album is called Hoopla. And the first song, I listened to that one first, and I liked it, so I picked it. It is called Head Full of Rain, which those crazy kids who were at the Broom Factory last night for the Sons of Rick show who had to keep going outside to smoke and or vape. They got a head full of rain because, my, what a downpour. But we won't talk about the weather today because it's just too sad. So, here we have Weird Nightmare with a head full of rain and, hoping I'm pronouncing it right, Cuvaro with Full Body Memory. Here we go.
I feel it all the time, just round the corner. Completely terrified to see what's becoming of me. And now my hands are tied, I'm underwater. Been waiting here so patiently. I want a carefree full body memory.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Mac, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial, CFRC.ca on your internet dial. Sure, we'll go with that. I just threw in that release radar for Piner because she is playing the 25th, which is, I don't know, Friday, Saturday, one of those days. Let's see, what's today? 19 and 60, Saturday. Yeah, we'll go with that. It's the 25th. If you've got a calendar handy, look at it, whatever that day is. Piner is playing at The Buckle with an incredible guitar player by the name of Nicholas Campbell with his band, The Meter Cheaters. I saw him at the Broom Factory last year. Fantastic. Amazing live artist. And I saw him again at The Buckle. I think it was this year. Again. If you want to see a guitar player and just be jaw drop, like some local musicians who know, they were just like, oh wow, this guy is amazing. And yeah, it's tickets, I think, are $20-$25. I don't know, don't buy a pack of smokes and go see him. It is highly, highly recommended. I know, over easy, and I say that a lot, we really recommend, but trust us on this one. Nicholas is fantastic. So I'm going to play a song from his relatively new album. It came out in January. It is called People Like to Talk, the album that is. And the song I'm going to play is called, I pronounce it this way, and if you don't like it, fight me. Pasta, bracket, more sauce, close bracket. It's an instrumental, but dang, it's good. Yeah. If you don't do anything else on the 25th, come see Nicholas. And The Buckle is actually a good place to see a show, really. No lie. Good sound, good service. The food's actually good too. It's all good. All right, here we go. Nicholas Campbell and probably The Meter Cheaters, although the album doesn't say that, with Pasta, bracket, more sauce, close bracket. virtuoso. And he's quite a handsome fella, too, if that means anything. Yeah. It's going to be a good show. Hopefully this is... My eldest child warned me. She asked at one point, I don't know, a month or so ago, have you had that thousand-year cold yet? Naively, I said, what's that? It's a cold that you get, then it goes away, then it comes back, then it goes away, then it comes back. So I had it at the end of February, March, end of March. And lo and behold, it's come back, and it's worse this time. I'm not happy, not happy. If this is going to come back every month, no, not having it. I had to miss shows. I hate missing shows. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. So, as I mentioned, I volunteer at the Broom Factory. So I've seen all, well, the week before last. I worked in the deep dark woods or something like that. Who I don't know how to describe. It's like they were really tall guys from like 1972 playing like they wouldn't have been out of place at Woodstock or I don't know how to describe them. So that, and then there was a country adjacent band, and then there was the actual country band. And, oh, the Cancer Bats show, you know? So every genre at that place. Oh, and then the, that was the same week, Good Co. And, Gibson and the, Bobby Gibson and the Winter Whale at the Buckle, and then the Electronica show at the Toucan. And then I was at, who else did I see? Oh, last night I did the Sons of Brick with Dog Pound and Studio 301, something 301. So I might, like a lot of, some of these types of music, like the One Kind of Country, it would never be my first choice, but these artists, man, they are working. Like, they put in, and there's no way they're faking it. They can't fake it that good. They are having a great time, really enjoying themselves, putting on a fantastic show for the people. I really have to respect that. They're out there having fun, and it's amazing. We are very lucky here in Kingston to have... all of these various and varied musical events with no matter what the genre, no matter, I don't forget who I was talking to, but no matter who is playing there, there are people who know all the words, like in the audience. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm digressing, but I'm allowed to express my thoughts and opinions. People have been doing it here for over 100 years. Not me. I'm not quite that old. Thanks. Anyway, so where are we going? Oh, let's play some former brand spankers. So I've got two. One from Rainbow's End. That's Rainbow's without an apostrophe. Called Unimpressed. And one from Electric Lemonade called Sinners. Now, I thought the Rainbow's End one would have gone well right after the Q Vera one, but I got distracted. Actually, I needed to go blow my nose, so that's why I put on the, TMI. I put on the Release Radar. Let Dinah talk for a minute. So yeah, so we'll have Unimpressed by Rainbow's End, and follow that up with Sinners by Electric Lemonade.
You look so unimpressed when I tell you what you want to hear, and I know we'll be right back.
7 years have passed us by. You knew me right away, your eyes, they could not lie. And you asked if you could kiss me and I laughed. So we will block Carol Street.
Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm afraid to look out the window here in Lower Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. Snow, my God. After the deluge of last night, I don't know. So that was Rainbow's End with Unimpressed and Electric Lemonade with Sinners. Let's see, Rainbow's End, that came out in February, and Electric Lemonade was in January. So let's go for a more local brand spanker. I may have mentioned that last evening I was at the Broom Factory as a bénévole, comme on dit, and it was the Fusion Frenzy release party. Sons of Rick have released a new tune called, coincidentally, Fusion Frenzy. You may have heard it here first Thursday morning with Cindy with a Y. Guys, if you're going to put her name on the guest list, maybe spell it right. just a thought. Anyway, so yeah, it was a fun show. Again, those crazy kids going out in that torrential rain just to vape wind or smoke. I mean, think about your health, children. My God. You'll never make it to my age carrying on like that. Local man from St. Lawrence College, I guess. Sons of Rick. Then I'll be back to talk. Yay. You're welcome. Here we go.
As we go down to
Alrighty, Sons of Rick. If you get a chance to see Sons of Rick, do so. They're a high energy bunch of crazy kids. You never know what they're gonna do next, and it's the way they pass the bass around like it's a hot potato. Like, no, I'm not playing bass. You play bass. No, I want to play bass. They're funny. Yeah, they put on a good show. It's worth going to see them. I know it seems like I say that about everybody, but well, they put on a good show. I mean, what do you want? Please entertain us, and they do. So yeah, I figured out how calendars work, and yeah, Nicholas Campbell is next Saturday because he's the 19th. 19 and 7 is 26. That's gonna be Sunday, the day before. So next week I'll be back with a review of Nicholas Campbell. Good old Julian Taylor and his jukebox are up next. And to fade out, I'm going to play another song from The Windbreakers, Disciples of Agriculture. And it's probably an apt description of today, given the weather that I wasn't going to mention, but then I did it again. Please call me Terry. Yes, the song is called Lonely Beach. It's an instrumental, but it's nice. It's vibrato, reverb. Trust me, it's good. All right, see ya.